Pray and return to the Lord your God. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel.
Wisdom.
The reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. As for the man who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not for disputes over opinions. One believes him he may eat anything, while the weak man eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who abstains. Let not him who abstains pass judgment on him who eats. For God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for God is able to make him stand.
Peace be with you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be with all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
The Lord said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moss nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Peace be to you, the herald of the gospel. Good morning. I'm sure all of us have seen at some time on television or on the internet or in a magazine weight loss before and after pictures, right? Weight loss before and after pictures, haven't we? Before and after weight pictures of people who have lost weight, and they're really dramatic sometimes, right? And often inspiring. Sometimes we can't even recognize the person who lost all that weight. One example is a man now famous on Instagram named Jeremiah Peterson, who at age 40 went on a hiking trip with his family and quickly found that he couldn't keep up with his young children. Due to his morbid obesity, he couldn't keep up with his own small children. Jeremiah Peterson later remarked, "I had a kind of aha moment. I reflected on what my life had been. I thought about what my life was at that very moment and saw that what I wanted my life to be." He also said, "I knew I had to make some serious changes in my life." And Jeremiah Peterson did make serious changes, and with a firm resolve, shed more than 100 pounds. He is now an Instagram star and a diet and exercise coach. In today's gospel lesson, we read about the shedding, not of pounds, but of spiritual weights. Weights that prevent us from living the life we want to live. Weights that prevent us from going where we want to go. Weights that slow us in our progress toward God. In today's gospel lesson, we learn about three weights. The first weight is the weight of unforgiveness. Christ said, "If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." God asks us to extend forgiveness to others. When we don't forgive, the weight of that unforgiveness, the weight of that petty pitilessness, unfeeling, hard-hearted, unyielding unforgiveness stays stuck in the past. Unforgiveness clings to the past wrongs like a cold lobster clinging to something, never letting go, even in death. This ugly unforgiveness is not Christian. More than anyone, it hurts the one who doesn't forgive. The past wrong is allowed to continually wrong and hurt the one over and over again who does not forgive. This weight of unforgiveness must be shed so that we can live the life we want to live in God. The second weight is the weight of false piety. The Lord said, "When you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men." Here, Christ is warning us not to do things for attention or approval of others. Our fasting, almsgiving, and prayer must be genuine, humble, and not showy. Not false, not prideful. It should also be noted, by the way, that, you know, biblical scholars point out that Jesus is not criticizing the acts of piety as such, nor is he speaking against public manifestations of piety. His target is the incorrect, distorted style of acts of personal piety, such as almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, in public displays. When things like fasting are done in a showy way, they don't count in God's eyes. This weight of false piety must be shed so that we can live the life we want to live in God. The third weight is the weight of love of money. Christ said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal." The pursuit of money, much more money than we really need, warps our lives. It weighs us down. The empty pursuit of money replaces the life-giving pursuit of God. We are crushed under the weight of our own possessions. This weight of the love of money must be shed so that we can live the life that we want to live in God. Jeremiah Peterson looked at where his life was going and shed a lot of life-threatening weight. He said, "You have to be willing to dig down deep and do the work, and most importantly, never give up." We need the same willingness to dig down deep and to take a look at our own lives in regard to the weights of unforgiveness, of false piety, and the love of money. Are these weights weighing us down? It takes some honest, critical self-reflection to diagnose these problems. If they exist, then we need the same willingness to do the work and never give up when it comes to shedding life-threatening spiritual weight. We have to do the work to save our own lives. We have to do the work so that we can live the life we want to live in God. But unlike weight loss, God gives us joy as we do the work. Spiritual weight loss is joyful work. God Himself is our coach who helps us through once we decide to dig down deep, take a look at our lives, do the work, and live the life we want to live in God. To counter the three spiritual weights described in today's gospel lesson, God gives us three spiritual joys. The first joy, the joy of forgiveness. This one is a double gift. First, there is a joy of forgiving others. Extending forgiveness to others lifts a great weight waiting on our hearts. After that, we can smile more easily, love more readily, rejoice in the Lord more naturally. But the second part of this gift is receiving forgiveness from God. This joy is something no one else can give to us, a joy that fixes us, guides us, a joy that God intends for us. Through forgiveness, we can live the life we want to live in God. The second joy is a joy of authentic piety. Christ said in today's gospel, "But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who is in secret will reward you." God gives us a promise of reward. He encourages us. He gives us joy. And fasting, along with other works of piety, should be joyous and authentic and for God, not to impress others. A joyous self-control is a central aim of fasting. lifting the chains off of ourselves by increasing our self-control. Through joyous, authentic piety, we can live the life we want to live in God. And the third joy is the joy of giving to the poor and to the church. Christ said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." God gives us joy when we let go of that weight of that love of material things. Cutting the straps of that heavy backpack and letting the weight of materialism fall to the ground is what we must do. The joy of helping others, the joy of supporting God's work through the church, the joy of giving. Through joyous giving, we can live the life we want to live in God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's dig down deep and do the work of spiritual weight loss. With firm resolve, let us lose the weight of unforgiveness, false piety, and materialism, that we may be able to live the life we want to live with God. But we don't do it alone. We have God as our coach. But not only that, let us accept the three joys described in today's gospel lesson. The joy of forgiveness, the joy of authentic piety, the joy of giving. Let us do the work and accept the gifts so that we, in the end, we will be the most radiant before and after pictures, the most beautiful before and after icons that God wants us to be. Amen.